Esmeralda, does this sound familiar to you?
You know, I was, the first notes, I was like, why is this, who is this? Oh.
It's Fly Jam Bob requesting Triple Play Thursday, so we're going to hear two more songs by Brandmeier. Johnny B in the Leisure Suits, this past Tuesday was the 37th anniversary of the Poplar Creek opening and the 31st anniversary of Johnny B playing there. So so we got two more. We got two more Brandmeier songs that we're going to hear, Esmeralda. Are you going to have like an acid flashback?
Maybe. I've seen him live.
I have too.
It's
it's great.
Quite a thing.
Yeah, it's great. We had Phil Engotti in here yesterday, and the Beatle Brothers opened for him one time, and I saw him. I saw him there at Poplar Creek. Yeah.
Oh, you saw him at Poplar Creek?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Pants down, whole thing.
You don't know how many people when I was interning at the Loop.
Yeah.
They would just yell, "Johnny B, bring back Johnny B," because he hadn't been back yet.
Yeah.
They would just yell about that, and then tell us all about how they saw him at Poplar Creek.
Well, see, that's the thing. Whenever I don't get that so much when I tell people I saw Johnny B at Poplar Creek, but every time I tell everybody or tell anybody that I was at Disco Demolition, they're like, "No, you weren't." Everybody says that, but I was there. I was actually at Disco Demolition. But people, you know, Steve Dahl says that he said that at least he's had at least 600,000 people tell him that they were at Disco Demolition. And Comiskey did not hold 600,000 people, so somebody's lying. Hey, by the way, Vic, the story that you had in the news about the bars opening up for the Comey testifying, I love that. I love the guy who's like, "Yeah, we're a dive bar." This guy calls me up, asks for reservations for 6 a.m. at a dive bar.
I'm a little surprised. Yeah, I love that, too. I think people are going a little... I thought I was the only one that's freaking out over this story. I mean, I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was glued to the TV yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Falling asleep.
You're a newsman, though. You know, I mean, that's your thing.
Yeah, falling asleep on my couch.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because the whole... Yesterday's testimony was really supposed to focus on FISA, and... Every time they would ask a FISA question, I would doze off. But when the subject would go to the Russian meddling and anything regarding discussions with President Trump or Comey, I perked right up. It was like my ears were set to, you know,
I was just telling Dan off the air during the break that you guys are too young to remember Watergate. Vic, you were alive, but you were an infant, right?
Right.
But I remember Watergate, and I remember the hearings every day. And you have to understand that they were on. There was only three channels back then, and it was on every channel. It was on every day, all day. And I just remember, you know, in the morning or coming home from school, my mom not being happy because they preempted her stories. Because her, you know, like General Hospital and All My Children and stuff, they kept getting preempted every day because of this. She's like, "Well, I don't want to watch this." So I think that's a great story, though, man. And I'll tell you, I bet a lot of people, here's the thing, you know, people who work this shift get up in the morning and I bet they watch it. I mean, you watched it yesterday when you got home.
Yeah, good old C-SPAN. Yeah, I did.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. So
it will.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that story. I thought that story was great. My favorite part of the story, the guy, we're a dive bar, man.
Don't. I'll see if I can get him on the phone this morning at 6. Well, you'll be gone by then.
Yeah, I will.
Call that bar.
He'd say, "I got a line outside the bar."
I bet you we could call him up from WG and get an interview with him.
Where was it? Philadelphia or?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Yeah, that's right. You're right. San Francisco, yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Hi, everybody. Hi. My name is Nick. How are you? 312-981-7200 Triple Play Thursday continues. Get your requests in. We're going to have another epic battle of pop-up video supremacy. And Esmeralda is going to sing and cause many cats' heads to explode across the nation. So that's coming up. But unless you live under a rock, there's this movie out right now called Wonder Woman. And it has struck a chord. It has struck a major chord, and deservedly so, because it's a terrific movie. The lead in the movie, obviously, is a very strong woman who kicks ass. And this movie is really, really sparked a lot of interest and has really spoken to women around the world. And women really have taken to this movie and really love it. And again, deservedly so. And Esmeralda, you're one of those women and who saw that movie. Yes. and loved it. And you said you cried a couple of times during it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was moved. I didn't cry. But I was moved by it very much. And there were moments in it where you could just feel the female audience members just going, yes! You know what I mean? Like the first time she runs across that battlefield, I got to say, man, that is as exhilarating as it gets. And, you know, but the thing is, the difference is I've seen a lot of my male heroes do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So that's commonplace in the world of men superhero movies where you get, oh, that's so cool. He ran across the thing and he did that and he stood up to this and he did that. But that's one of the only times you've ever seen anything like that in a movie with the woman doing it. And it was really, I mean, I can totally understand why women are just loving this movie and deservedly so. But there have been, you know, now granted, this is filling a void. You know, most of the superhero movies that you see, 97% of the superhero movies that have been made, the leads are men, and you've got a few. Not many of them are very good in the female world. Like, I mean, if you want to mention Catwoman or Elektra, that's not good. Those movies aren't good. But Wonder Woman is good. It's damn good. But there have been a lot of movies with strong, badass women in them. And I want to talk about those characters and those actresses and those movies and those TV shows, because there have been a lot of badasses on TV, or not just badass like heroic, but really strong female characters on television as well. So 312-981-7200 if you want to join us. And anybody who, here's another quote from a bit. The big budget Warner Brothers film topped box office sales and raked in over $103 million domestically, breaking records for the highest grossing debut for a female director. Industry experts say Wonder Woman managed for the first time to kick in the door of the male dominated genre. The key here is that it has broken the status quo of superhero movies. There have been great female characters in ensembles, but this is the first time that a superhero movie with a lead female character in front of the camera and a female director behind the camera has shattered any and all expectations. It shows that superhero movies just aren't about men, they're about women as well. And that couldn't be more true. But there have been movies that have had some major league badass female characters in them. And let's talk about those and TV as well. So, all right. Esmeralda, as the lone woman on the show, mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite strong female characters that you've seen in movies? Is there anybody that pops into your head?
I haven't seen too much. What's the from the Captain America movies? I haven't seen them, but I've read about her, and I was like, "What? She's awesome!"
The Scarlett Johansson character?
No, she's the lady. She's like the lady spy. She was in. She's in all the. She had her own show on ABC too.
Oh, okay. Dan is the comic book expert.
Who's
here.
The lady?
Dan, who's the?
She's like the World
in
War.
Captain America.
Yeah, she's in Captain America.
Oh, Peggy Carter.
Peggy Carter. Okay.
I just remember hearing about it. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because she's pretty much like, she goes toe-to-toe, like, with all the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's here are the movies that pop out for me and the characters in the movies that pop out for me. Without question, Furiosa from Mad Max Fury Road, Charlize Theron's character in that movie, and total badass. I think, like, one of the greatest female characters in any movie ever, Furiosa. I love Furiosa. She's so great and such a great character. And then all the women in that movie kick ass. That was the thing about Mad Max Fury Road that I didn't expect. Because the other movies, the Road Warrior, Mad Max, and Thunderdome, are male-dominated movies, and Max is the center of all of those movies. It's not the case with Fury Road. You know, Max is in the movie. He's a strong character. He's a great character. Furiosa's the lead, man. And all the girls are major league badasses in that movie. And the older women that they pick up later in the film. That's a very, you know, and I remember some of the guys going, what's with all the chicks in the movie? It's so stupid. Like, shut up. So that was Furiosa is like at the top of my list. I think Charlize Theron's character and her performance in that movie is massively badass and really, really cool. And you know the little girl, Millie Bobby Brown, Esmeralda, who's in Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
plays 11. She was like, I don't want to shave my head because she had to shave. Obviously, if you saw Stranger Things season one, her head is shaved in that. And she's an 11-year-old kid and she didn't want to shave her head. They showed her Fury Road, and she went, shave my head. It's like, inspired her. She's like, this Furiosa rules. Go ahead, shave my head. Can I cover the top part of my head in motor oil? That would be awesome if I could do that, too. So, all right, let's take a break. And we're talking about badass female characters on television and badass female characters in movies in honor of the great movie Wonder Woman, which you should see. 312-981-7200. Oh, no. Oh, Johnny B. Yeah, man, yeah, baby. You know, it's Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Fly Jam's Bob requesting Johnny B in the Leisure Suits. That's Red Snow in Idaho. 312-981-7200 is talking text, Triple Play Thursday requests, and more. We're talking about badass women in movies and TV. Dan, do you have any characters that pop out for you?
You know, I'll go with current TV. My wife and I really enjoy Madam Secretary, Tia Leone on CBS. And, you know, it's a very well-written show. It's very thoughtful, and she does a fantastic job in that role of being, you know, the affectionate mother and the caring wife and all that stuff, but also a world-class negotiator and, you know, talking on several levels and different things. And, you know, it's a really good show, and we always get a big kick out of it. And as parents, you know, it's kind of, you know, you kind of see yourselves a little bit in the characters. And,
yeah.
You know, her husband and her are kind of like, well, if our teenage kids are like their teenage kids, we've done all right type thing. So,
oh, that's cool. You know, I was looking at this because I have a list of strong female badass characters from television. And I here's what I love about this list. Well, I love a lot of the entries are really great, but I love the fact that they included Sweet D from It's Always Sunny. The thing about D on that show and Caitlin Olson, who, by the way, Esmeralda, you watch Sunny, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch The Mick?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, so funny, and she's so good on that. I love Caitlin Olson. I think she is amazing, and that show would not be nearly as good as it is without her. You know, and it's, you know, she's like the glue to the show, and in many cases, like, you know, she's with these four guys who are idiots. And like, there's just something, the dynamic and her reactions to how those idiots act is just, it's priceless. I just love her. I think it's great. And I'm just really amazed and thrilled that they put Dee Reynolds from It's Always Sunny on the list. So I do want to mention an older movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. And that's His Girl Friday. His Girl Friday, which is the role reversed Howard Hawks adaptation of the play The Front Page. With Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell and Ralph Bellamy. Rosalind Russell's performance in that movie and her character, Hildy Johnson, at one of the strongest female performances, one of the strongest female characters, especially of that period, and still to this day, she's amazing in that movie. And Hildy Johnson is an incredible character. And there's a lot of films that came out around that time and a little bit later that starred Kate Hepburn that were in that vein. And she was Katharine Hepburn was always played smart and strong and amazing women in the movies. But one of the groundbreaking performances and characters for actresses, I think, is Hildy Johnson in His Girl Friday, a movie that still takes my breath away every time I watch it. It's just one of the greatest movies ever made. And I just watched it this past week. I watched it this past weekend for like the 800th time. And there are so many great moments in that movie. And so many of them involve Hildy's character. Just a great movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen His Girl Friday?
I haven't, no.
Oh, man, it's amazing. It's amazing. Let's see. Rick texted in, Maud. Yeah, Maud Finley. Maud. She's great, man. B. Arthur. Pete says, Jennifer Garner in Alias. Yes, I loved Alias. Oh, man, did I love that show. I've told you guys the origin of how Alias was created, really, right? Esmeralda, you remember?
I'm not sure, no.
They were at a season wrap party for Felicity. And, wait.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. So, anyway, they're at a wrap party for whatever season, because there are only four seasons. I think it was the third season. They were at the wrap party for the third season of Felicity. And everybody, the cast, J.J. Abrams, everybody's there, and they're all drinking and they're partying. And Carrie Russell was drunk, and she said to J.J. Abrams, wouldn't it be fantastic if we found out in the next season that Felicity's really a badass spy and she's undercover? And they're all laughing, everybody, ha, the whole cast, hee, ha, ha. And, you know, Carrie Russell's like, that's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous, but that's awesome. She's got this double life. She's a badass CIA spy, and she's a college student. That's awesome. And then 2 years later, he creates Alias. Which so it came from a drunken night and Carrie Russell saying, wouldn't it be funny if she was a spy? I love that story. And that's it ended up being a great show. And he cast a cast member from Felicity, Jennifer Garner, in the show. So, all right. Hey, we have to break here. Yeah, we got the news coming up, and then after the news, we got more kick-ass and great female characters in movies and TV to talk about. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. News is coming up next. I'm just trying to make it laugh. I've been trying to, yeah. I've been trying to, I've been trying. There you go. Jonathan Brandmeier and the Leisure Suits.
No Crazy in Chicago?
Well, I didn't pick Fly Jam. Bob picked him. Yeah. I would have thought We All Go Crazy in Chicago would have been on there.
The
Moo Moo song, The Cow. I mean, come on.
That had a pretty good voice.
Yeah, Johnny could sing. Yeah. You know, I got to work with him for, we all got to work with him for a few years here at WGN. He's a lunatic.
Yeah, I just barely got to meet him, and I could tell he was an interesting character.
When I would,
I was going to say another thing Vic hasn't done that we've all done.
Yeah.
What? World record? Oh,
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. I would be leaving because, you know, like his show.
None of
be,
us almost met a president either, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
I would be leaving when he would do his show from the studio right next to ours. So I would be leaving in the morning when he would be coming in. And
watch out.
I can't tell you the number of times I almost got mowed over in the hallway while he was running.
And he kept his producers running all night. I could hear the thump, 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 thump down
people,
the hallway.
People just thump, running thump, around. Thump, 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 thump. It's crazy. Crazy. There's just a very, very huge amount of energy that comes from that guy. I don't know.
I got quite a workout working with him.
I bet, man. You know, Dan and I would sometimes, we'd be leaving, we'd be walking on the, you know, to the parking lot on the docks, just him booking, running. How's it going, guys? Just boom. Jeez, the Roadrunner just ran past us. So. All right, Johnny B. Hey, we're talking about strong women, female characters on movies and TV. We've got Peter in Decatur, another mention of Rosalind Russell, but this time for when she played Rose in Gypsy. Good choice. Steve says, for my money, the biggest female badass on TV was Katie Sagal in Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. Yeah, she's great. And then, you know, I mean, the big one here, we all need to talk about, I think, is Ripley from Aliens. Sigourney Weaver in the Alien movies, especially Aliens. Total badass. You know, and she's surrounded by a bunch of soldiers, you know, like men. Except for what was her name? Vasquez, right? Yeah, Vasquez from Aliens. She was the only other woman in the group of people, and Ripley was a badass, and so was Vasquez. And 773 area code, Aliens, Ripley the main character, Vasquez the tough Marine, Newt the girl that they saved, and by the way, the alien is also female. They would like to let us know. Well, that's revealed when Ripley gets into that big robot thing. Get away from her, you bitch. She says to the alien. It's great. 262 area code mentioned Ripley and mentions one of my favorite characters. Just makes my knees weak. Trinity from The Matrix, Carrie Ann Moss, just like turns me into jello. I just love her so. She's so badass in that movie, and she's so hot. Trinity from The Matrix. You've seen The Matrix, Esmeralda, right?
Yes.
Trinity rules. She's so great. Let's see. Let's go to TV here for a couple of seconds here. They included the two ladies from Broad City, which makes me very happy. You know, that show can't come back soon enough. It seems like it's been between seasons, it's been 15 years. I mean, what's going on, Comedy Central? I love that show. Man, I love that show. They are so funny. Abby and Alana, they're just hilarious. And so it's nice to see that they're mentioned on here. Let's see. From The Good Wife, they mentioned The Good Wife on this list. And then they basically put every female character from Game of Thrones on here. They've just taken every single female character from Game of Thrones and put them on there. So, all right, let's see what Steve in Galesburg is on the air. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, not so much badass, but strong characters. Both Gina Davis and Sarandon from Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. That was another movie that a lot of skeptics didn't think was going to make a lot of money. And when that movie came out in 1991, very similar. The zeitgeist was very similar to what's happening now with the release of Wonder Woman. Women went out in droves to see Thelma and Louise, and it started a lot of conversations and a lot of heated arguments, it really was a sort of a landmark movie, and it became pretty historic. That summer of 1991 was the summer of Thelma and Louise, man. And it also, that was the same.
It was a Butch and Sundance to me.
Yeah, well, it was also the same summer as Terminator 2. So you had Linda Hamilton running around, kicking massive amounts of ass in Terminator 2, and in the same multiplex, you could go see Thelma and Louise. And that was a good summer for the strong female characters. So, all right, Steve, thanks, man.
Yep.
Take care. So, we have to, the next time we have Tobolowsky on, Dan, we have to get him to tell a couple of the Thelma and Louise stories because. He's got some really great Thelma and Louise stories. Esmeralda, you remember he's in Thelma and Louise?
I have not seen that.
So. Oh, you haven't seen Thelma and Louise?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I think you have to. That's like if you're a guy saying that you've not seen Caddyshack. You have to hand in your man card. So I think you have to hand in your woman card, Esmeralda. God. Oh, man. It's more like if you're a guy and you go, I never saw that. What's The Godfather? That's when you go, all right, stop. let's see. Oh, Brian. Brian is Esmeralda. Brian is here. This is a text from Brian. So, what do you think will be mentioned in this text?
I'm curious how it's going to work out.
Well, it's Tetchy Abiani. Literally plays the silent but deadly role of Princess Rubali in the legendary movie Gymkata. She chops and kicks a path right through anyone in her way. There you go. He chose the female princess in Gymkata.
Mm.
Hey, if we found
that
out...
That movie has everything in it.
Yeah, well, just ask Brian. He can tell you. Have we found out where the Gymkata screening is? Now that I know Brian is listening, we should probably try and find that information for him.
When I did a search for it the other day, nothing came up. So.
Oh. Esmeralda sent me something. Maybe it's still on my Facebook if I scroll.
Yeah, let me.
It's a secret. It's not for the general public. It's just for Brian.
It's just for Brian.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
It was yesterday.
And where was it?
It was at Fat Cat on Broadway.
Right.
Broadway and Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. So,
they were showing Gymkhana and Undefeatable.
Undefeatable. Okay. Well, we can't. Now, Brian is probably kicking his radio right now.
He'll just have to watch Gymkhana 10 times.
Right. He'll just have to, like,
the normal
make up for it by watching it 53 times today. Kathy says, Evelyn Carnahan, played by Rachel Weisz, she held her own when things got dicey in The Mummy and The Mummy Returns. And who can forget Lara Croft and Angelina Jolie? I could. Nico says the Molly Weasley character in Harry Potter series is a total badass. She starts out all motherly and sweet, and at the end she kicks ass. That's true. It's true. Canadian Bill says Anne Ramsey from The Goonies and Throw Mama from The Train. Anne Ramsey was great. You guys know who Anne Ramsey is? Dan, you know who she is, right?
I do, yes.
Esmeralda, you know who she is?
Is it the old lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Throw Mama from The Train. And from The Goonies. If you want to see, are you curious to see Anne Ramsey's head explode when someone throws a basketball at it? Because that exists. You can watch that. There's a Wes Craven movie from the 80s called Deadly Friend. Christy Swanson. The original Buffy, by the way. You talk about badasses. The original Buffy from the movie. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was a robot in that movie constructed by two teenage guys. And she had superhuman strength, and she whips a basketball at Anne Ramsey's head, and her head explodes. So just YouTube that one. Deadly Friend basketball scene, and enjoy. I remember the movie's terrible. Deadly Friend, it's a terrible movie. And I remember seeing the movie at the Norwich where the place was packed, and when she whips the basketball and Anne Ramsey's head explodes at the sheer force of the basketball hitting her in the face, the entire audience went completely nuts. Unfortunately, it's the only good part of the movie. So, all right. All right, we have to break here for weather and traffic and then more strong female characters in movies and in TV shows. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yeah. Triple play Thursday, yeah. 312-981-7200. Patrick requested the band Clutch and their song Soap Makers. All right. Welcome back, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about strong, badass, really cool female characters in TV and in movies in honor of the phenomenon that is Wonder Woman, this movie, which really has taken off. You know, speaking of Wonder Woman, Esmeralda, I believe you'll agree with me on this. Not only is Gal Gadot badass in it, but Robin Wright rules.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
She needs her own, like, prequel Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, an origin movie for her character. Oh, man. She's in it far too short a period of time, as far as I'm concerned. I wanted more Robin Wright. That's my only complaint about that movie. I want more Robin Wright. She's a total badass. I mean, just fantastic. So, let's see. Let's go back to the TV list here. They have Carrie Matheson from Homeland. Isn't she just a loon? Doesn't she always have, like, real, like, crazy breakdowns on Homeland? Claire Danes going a little loopy. Okay, Dan, do you watch the TV version of the Supergirl?
I've caught a few episodes.
Is it any good?
You know, it's charming.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's good, but it's charming.
Okay, they've got Cookie from Empire on here. She certainly does like to throw glasses and flip tables. I can tell you that much. Taraji P. Henson. One of my favorite moments during award season was when, I think it was at the Golden Globes, when someone said Taraji P. Henson, I can't remember who the presenter was. It's a good thing that she uses the middle initial P because we'd get her confused with all the other Taraji Hansons. I can't remember who said it, but I thought that was pretty funny. Let's see. How about, Erica Murphy from The Leftovers. That's Regina King. She's great on that. And we've got Carrie Russell from The Americans. 773 area code sent in. Carrie Russell from The Americans. So,
hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Yeah. They put Kimmy Schmidt on here from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It says here, Kimmy survived 15 years in a bunker, and yet she still manages to smile more in a single scene than most New Yorkers do in a week. Her can-do attitude is infectious, her heart is kind, and her zingers, while void of swears, can pack a powerful punch. That's kind of cool that they put Kimmy Schmidt on here. Yeah. They also put Marcia Clark from American Crime Story, People versus O.J. Simpson, Sarah Paulson. Man, Sarah Paulson rules. So that's on the list as well. They put Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy on here. Is she like a badass? I stopped watching High School Hospital about three seasons in. Oaken used to call it High School Hospital because it was a bunch of people in a hospital acting like they're in high school. Like they're sleeping with everybody and doing stupid stuff. Making up stupid nicknames. You know, it's High School Hospital. Then they kill everybody every week on that show, right? Don't they just kill people every week? Somebody dies, major characters die every week. Everybody's dead on that show, right? Except for Gray. Is she still on the show or is she dead?
She's alive.
But everybody else is dead.
Everybody around her is.
Yeah. All right. 815 area code says Betty White for sure. Well, yes. Yes. And then here's Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, guys. I really love the old Batman series from the 60s, and I really loved Eartha Kitt as Catwoman.
Yeah.
And she should have gotten more shows.
Yeah, Eartha Kitt was great. She was great as Catwoman. And I believe my favorite Catwoman of all the women on that show who played Catwoman. Why am I blanking on the other...
What's her name? Julie Newmar?
Julie Newmar, and there was another. Oh. There was Julie Newmar, and then there was another one. Oh my God, she was a Miss USA or a Miss America. So it was Julie Newmar. She was badass. Eartha Kitt was great, and then why am I blanking on the other one?
Well, it has been an awfully long time.
Yeah, it has, and I'm getting old. So.
But I try to avoid those negative thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Rita.
Bye bye. Take care.
See ya. Why am I blanking? It starts with an M.
While I search for that, one of the funniest moments of the Bill Leff overnight years was when we had Julie Newmar on, and he had a big crush on her growing up, and at the end of the interview, she kind of like meowed / growled, and it just his face was priceless.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He had a crush on her. I had a crush on Yvonne Craig. I had a crush on Batgirl. Oh, man, Yvonne Craig as Batgirl? Oh, my God. My first three crushes, and of course I'm going to date myself now, but my first three crushes as a kid were Haley Mills from The Parent Trap, Yvonne Craig from Batman, and Barbara Feldon from Get Smart as Agent 99. Oh, man, those three ladies. Yeah. I was young and I was going, oh, I like them.
Lee Merriweather.
That's it, Lee Merriweather. How could I forget that? What an idiot. So, anyway. So, Esmeralda, who was your first crush, like celebrity crush, when you were a kid? Have we talked about this before?
Oh, my gosh.
Like when you were a kid. Not Edward Norton now or Gosling or those things, you know. Did you have one?
I did. I'm sure I did. Well, I was big into, you know, the New Kids.
Yeah. So somebody from the boy band.
Yeah. Joey was a big one.
Joey McIntyre?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think TV wise.
Dan, did you what did you have when you were
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
That's right, Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's a good one.
I mean, I had Leo.
Oh, there you go. No, Leo's a good one.
That's
yeah.
the big one.
That's the big one. Leo, courtesy of the Romeo and Juliets. There you go.
And Basketball Diaries.
And Basketball Diaries. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more strong female characters and great female characters in TV and movies. 312-981-7200. And the news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Patrick requesting the band Clutch. Is that Anthony Rizzo's favorite band? Hold on a minute now. Wait a second. Hold it. Red Horse Rainbow is the name of that song. Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing, everybody? It's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 to 5. Steve Grzanich comes up after this show at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, followed by Steve Cochran and Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran this morning after 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And in honor of the success and phenomenon of the new Wonder Woman movie, we are talking about strong, badass female characters in both television and movies, and talking about our favorites. So if you would like to jump in, 312-981-7200. And by the way, do we have an update on Skip Skipley's arrival? Is he on his way?
He is on the way. The jet is preparing to descend.
Ah, okay. So Skip Skipley is on his way, which means we will have another edition of pop-up video on the radio. And you'll get to hear Esmeralda sing. So Dave Ennett and his feline army of psychic cats will be ready. And we'll play a little pop-up video. That's coming up on the show as well. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. All right. Let's go through a few texts here. 312 area code says, Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix. You watched that, right, Dan?
I did watch it, yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah. Roseanne, they say, and Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. Yeah, you got to love Aunt Esther. And it of course Aunt Esther inspired one of the greatest insults in the history of television. As the cookies. One of the greatest insults ever. I could get me some tracing paper and put it over your face and draw me a moose face. Jeez. All right. 773 area code says the Wendy Croy character in The Last Seduction is one of the baddest characters in film. Linda Fiorentino. Yeah, Last Seduction, that's a good movie, man. That was one of those movies that kind of came out of nowhere. It was a low-budget movie, and it started out really slowly, but then it built up and got this cult following, and then when it came out on video, it became like a huge cult movie, The Last Seduction. Yeah, Linda Fiorentino, she's great in that. Wild Bill says, Agent 99 from Get Smart. Did he say that before? Did he send that in before I told
yep.
That was my first crush? Agent 99 from Get Smart. Yeah, Barbara Feldon. God, I loved her. I loved her. And I remember when Maxwell Smart actually married her, I was mad. I said, you can't marry her. I'm going to. Even though she's probably 29 years older than I am, actually. Oh, man. Here's a movie that is got mentioned here that I can't believe didn't get mentioned yet, and that's 773 area code, Kill Bill. Yeah, how did we not mention, how did Kill Bill not get mentioned? And by the way, it's not just the bride. It's not just Uma Thurman. She rules in that movie. All the women in that movie kick ass. That fight that she has with Vivica is a fox. That's pretty badass. Lucy Liu in that movie? Come on now. But yeah, Uma Thurman is so badass in that. She's fantastic in that movie. You know, I haven't taken out my... I can't believe that I have not displayed my sword. Oh, that's going to show up on tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, get ready to play that one back on Straight Out of Context tomorrow. I put it away. It's in my closet. I should take, you know, I'm a single bachelor now. I don't have a woman in my life, so I can display my autographed sword in my apartment that was signed by David Carradine and Michael Madsen as an apology for Michael Madsen being drunk and missing an interview. And then finally making up the interview and saying the F-bomb 3 times on the show. So it's a real samurai sword, man. It's not like it's the deal. I could kill somebody with it. You can kill somebody with this thing. Kill somebody with it. I could kill somebody and it'll be traced back to Michael Madsen. Because he signed it. Right? They can't, David Carradine's dead. So it would go right, you know. Believe I have the recipe for perfect murder right there.
Except broadcasting it over.
Oh, that's right. Canada. Well, nobody listens to this show.
It's not like law enforcement have to work all hours of the night sitting in a car listening to the radio.
Yeah, it's not a real genius plan either, actually. Even if I didn't broadcast it, Dan, it's not a real smart plan, killing somebody.
The DNA aspect as well. That's
All right. Let's see. There's Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know if anybody thought of this one because she's not on it all the time, but Brooke Shields as the tough neighbor in the middle.
She's great on that show.
Isn't that? She is.
She's great. And you know what? You know, she's my age. Brooke Shields is my age. She looks like right. she still looks like she's 30.
No.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah. All right. Okay, Kevin, thanks.
What about also, what about also one more real fast, and the Wolverine, the little redhead.
Oh, the little girl from Wolverine.
Yeah.
From Logan, you
she
mean?
Was tough. Yeah, from Logan.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's that kid's name? I always forget her name. Dan, can you look that up? The girl from Logan, the little girl from Logan? Yeah. All right, Kevin, thanks, man. Yeah, that's, you know what, that's how could I forget that? You saw Logan, right, Esmeralda?
I did.
She kicked ass in that movie. She was great.
She was frightening.
Oh, my God, she was so
in a
great.
Good way.
Yeah. That's another one. That's one of my favorite movies of the year. In fact, it's my second favorite movie of the year after Colossal. And I had and Esmeralda, you know this. I cried like a baby at the end of that movie. Didn't expect to go into that movie and be incredibly moved to the point of tears.
Right. No one did.
God. That movie was so better than... Dan, did you ever see it? Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to catch it.
It's on the digitals. Because I put it in my collection. I have it in my collection. Oh, man, I love that movie. All right, let's see. What else? Kat in Michigan says, how about Eva Marie Saint in North by Northwest? I just took a class in Hitchcock films and did a paper on Hitchcock blondes. Oh, cool. Tim in Wales said, Xavier David totally kicked ass in NCIS, and another really strong character is CJ Craig from The West Wing. And, look at this. 262 area code. Here's a good one. Gina Davis in The Long Kiss Goodnight. Oh, does that movie rule? Dan, have you seen Long Kiss Goodnight, her and Samuel L. Jackson?
No, I have not.
Oh, man. Esmeralda, have you ever seen it?
That one I have seen.
You have?
Multiple times.
Oh, my God. Directed by her then-husband, Rennie Harlan, the director of Die Hard 2, one of the greatest action movies ever made. I love Rennie Harlan. Yeah, Long Kiss Goodnight is fantastic. That is a great movie, and she's a total badass in it. You know, Esmeralda, that was Born before Born, because it's the same damn plot. You know, like dude with memory loss. This is a woman with memory loss as a housewife who somehow discovers that she's a real maniac killing machine spy. It's such a good movie, man. Oh, man, I love it. All right. We got a break here. We got more texts here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's your third song for Triple Play Thursday, man. And that is Clutch. Patrick picking the band Clutch. Careful with that mic. If you want to join us, we're wrapping up the conversation here about really great, strong, kick-ass female characters in TV and movies. And we're doing this because of the phenomenon that is Wonder Woman. And talking about some of our favorite strong female cast members and actresses and stuff. Very, very cool. So let's get back to some of these. We got a ton of texts coming in. 630 area code says there's a lot of great strong female characters on TV right now. Criminal Minds, Law & Order, SVU, and all of the Chicago shows. 262 area code says Carolyn Jones has Morticia Adams. 847 area code, Barbara Stanwyck was quite a badass in Double Indemnity. Barbara Stanwyck, but you know what? Barbara Stanwyck in every movie. Barbara Stanwyck was a major, strong female character actress. Major. Jimbo says a great female character was Elizabeth Shue in Adventures in Babysitting. I haven't seen that movie since it came out. Dan, is that one of your? Is that in your wheelhouse?
That movie was a kid. Rules, yeah.
I just remember Vincent D'Onofrio as Thor.
Right,
right. Yep. And he was all buffed up.
A young Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
And her climbing the, what's the name of that building?
The Thompson Building.
Yep.
Wow, I haven't seen it since it came out, but I know it was the Thompson. Well, it's a very unique shaped building.
Yes.
So, you know what else? You know what other movie takes place in there? We were just talking about His Girl Friday earlier, the horrible remake of His Girl Friday, switching channels, with Burt Reynolds, Kathleen Turner, and Christopher Reeve. Christopher Reeve is afraid of heights, so they put him in the elevator in that building and send him up, and he has like a panic attack. That movie was also in, man, that movie was featured in, I mean, that, I'm sorry, that building was featured in a lot of movies. I think it's in The Fugitive, if I'm not mistaken. It's in a lot of movies, I think.
Yeah.
So
it'd be interesting to see what Chicago building has been featured most in movies.
Like in interior? Or
well, just in general.
In general, yeah. Now, the Hancock building is in every movie. You know? I mean.
Most Chicago movies inevitably involve the L at some point.
Yes, of course.
Short Drive is probably the most commonly used road.
Yeah, Lakeshore Drive. The where you catch the train. Why am I blanking on the train station? The big
Union
train station.
Central.
Wait, why are we blanking on this? Why is this?
Union Station?
Union Station, yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Union Station has been used in a ton of movies. How about the Untouchables with the Union Station with the shootout with the baby carriage going down the stairs? Yeah, that's a topic we should talk about. Best location work in Chicago, like buildings that were used.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where are we here? Here's one. 708 Carla on Scrubs putting Dr. Cox in check. Carla's a great character all the way around. She has to put up with those two idiots.
People also reminding us Running Scared featured the Thompson Building.
Yeah, that's it. That was another one that I was trying to think of. We're probably going to get 8 million texts now on buildings that have been used. We got to do that. Now we have to do that next week, Dan.
All right.
Let's see. 815 area code. Diana Rigg from The Avengers. Oh, Mama. Yeah. Yeah. 815 area code. Brigitte Nielsen from Red Sonja. Oh, boy, was that a bad movie. Oh, man. 219 area code, Carla from Cheers. Did they ever say how many kids Carla had on Cheers? Did they ever give you the actual rundown? Because I think she had like 8 kids or 8 or 9 kids or something. Robert says Charlie's Angels. 312 says Jodie Foster in Panic Room. That's a good one. That's a good movie, Panic Room. Mr. Fincher. You know, you remember who plays her daughter in that movie? You guys remember Panic Room? Esmeralda, have you seen Panic Room?
No, I haven't.
It's a great movie. You remember who played her daughter?
A young Kristen Stewart.
A young Kristen Stewart. That's right. Yep. Katie in Louisville says Samantha Carter from Stargate. Was that in the TV series or in the movie? Because I just remember Kurt Russell and James Spader being in the movie. And I also remember Key and Peele making a reference in the, one of their substitute teachers. Is there a Stargate in your bedroom? Jay Quellen. 708 area code. Mia Jovovich in The Fifth Element. You know, people like that movie. I think it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Esmeralda, did you text that in?
It's under my secret name, Mesmerelda.
Why would Esmeralda?
She loves that movie.
Oh, you like that movie.
You like The Fifth Element?
You get so angry every time she brings it up.
Yeah, I guess so. I just like, put it out of my mind.
Bringing it up.
I just keep putting it out of my mind. It's one of the worst movies ever made. Well, and then I know that I, also on this list, speaking to Mila Jovovich, they've got the Resident Evil movies on here and Ultraviolet. So Mila Jovovich is mentioned three separate times on this list for all bad things. All right, what are some of the other ones that haven't gotten mentioned? We mentioned Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How about Princess Leia and The Empire Strikes Back? She's a badass in that. They mentioned Sucker Punch, which that's one of the worst movies ever made. G.I. Jane gets mentioned. That's a criminally underrated movie. It really is. Demi Moore is really good in that movie. She's got like this extended fight scene with Viggo Mortensen in it. Have you guys ever seen G.I. Jane?
Long time ago.
Have you seen
it,
Dan?
I got it, no.
Do you remember the fight scene where like she gets the crap beat out of her by Viggo Mortensen, but like stands up to him? It goes on. I mean, it's crazy. But she's really good in that movie. We got Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, a phenomenal movie with phenomenal female characters in it. And then you had, why am I blanking? Chloe Grace Moretz in Kick-Ass. She's the best thing in that movie. And then they also mentioned the ladies in Sin City. So there you go. All
right. What's that movie with, it's that Searchy, what's her, Irish girl?
Hannah.
Yes.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan. Yeah, that's a good movie. Nice one, Esmeralda. She rules in that movie. Hey, where has she been? How come she's not in four movies a year? Dan, what can we do about this?
Talk to her agent.
Can we call Saoirse right now on the phone and say, hey, more movies, please?
I'll get right on that.
Just so I can hear her talk? Just so I can hear that accent and just smile every time she opens her damn mouth? Sexiest accent ever, Irish accent. Without question. Either men or women, Irish accent, sexiest accent ever. Ever. I am in love with Colin Farrell. That's all I'm saying. All right. All right, we have to break here. We got the news, and then after that, Skip Skipley is here. I can hear the jet. He'll be in just a minute, and we'll do some pop-up video.